to your show. You can dial toll-free and bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features, they're free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. So we've been, of course, keeping you up to date on the program here tonight as to, and by the way, tonight joining you, it's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Sometimes we have our friend Sam joining us on the program. He normally fills in on the nights you're not here, Wayne, because you've started getting involved in some local political things in the town in which you live here in New Hampshire. And so our friend Sam's been filling in, but unfortunately he hasn't been available for the past now 2.5 weeks. Because he's been sitting inside a jail cell, and the reason for that is because he dared to bring a video camera into the lobby of the Keene District Court up here in New Hampshire, was arrested for it, and is being held until he decides to give the jailers his full legal name.
Well, gives up his right to remain silent.
Exactly. He has used his right to remain silent, and as a result of that, they're punishing him by sticking him in a jail cell for an indefinite period of time, meaning that he'll never get out until he decides to give his name.
That's what the claim is.
So Sam is with us, and we're going to bring him on here, and I was concerned for a little while, Sam, because I wasn't sure what was going on. I hadn't heard from you. Normally you're calling me pretty much every day, and I hadn't heard from you in 2 or 3 days, and so I called the jail yesterday to make sure you were all right. What turns out was the phone, I got a phone that I put plugged in upstairs so I could hear it ring from all over the house, because down in the studio there's no phone that actually rings most of the time.
Bad idea.
So I could hear the phone ring when you call, and I guess Julia was cleaning over the weekend and just bumped the phone off ever so slightly to where if you were looking at the phone, you wouldn't know that it was off the hook. And there was no beep, beep, beep. You know how after a while it's supposed to start beeping at you? That didn't happen.
Do it, huh?
I never noticed it. So apparently that made the phone go to a busy signal. So when you called, you were getting a busy signal. And I had no idea you were trying to call. And finally we managed to get that resolved. So you are okay. You're still on your hunger strike.
I am, yeah.
And you are still at the Westmoreland, the Cheshire County Jail. What's going on, man? What's happened to you and about you since the last time?
When are you getting out?
Who knows, man? I don't know at this point. The weekend was kind of rough because, you know, visitations on Saturday and Wednesday, and nobody came on Saturday. I think there was a mix-up, or I don't know if the jail told them the wrong day on purpose or what. And I also didn't get any letters Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. It turns out on Monday they brought them in, and they've been holding them, but I was sitting there thinking, oh, great. You know, everybody's already forgotten.
You can rest assured that has not happened. LouRockwell.com finally covered the story today, and we were talking earlier about a couple of the other places where your story has popped up. It's certainly not hitting the mainstream media at this point, but it's something's better than nothing.
Yeah, and it's kind of made me think about the people who don't have a legion of activists behind them, supporting them and sending them letters and so forth. It's got to be just debilitating to be in here and all alone and never get communications and have everyone, you know, go about their normal lives and forget about people who are in here.
And that's the case with most of the other guys you're in there with. I do know that there are activists coming out there tonight. One of them should have a pair of reading glasses for you. So you will be getting some visitors. In fact, if they need to interrupt you to take you down to the visiting, certainly we'll end this call.
Okay.
But so what else has been going on, Sam? I mean, I actually got some news today. I don't think we've even had a chance to talk about it. Do you want me to share that with you?
Sure.
Well, I was talking with Ivy. She's kind of our legal eagle up here, and she's been doing a lot of really great work. She went out to the Supreme Court today to file a writ of habeas corpus for you because the Superior Court rejected that. And so she's taking it all the way up to the New Hampshire Supreme Court. She told me that apparently today the judge at the district court that originally had you thrown in jail has issued an order saying that they believe they have discovered what your legal name is, and we think that has to do with the fact that they've taken you down to the police department and fingerprinted you recently, that perhaps they ran that information and managed to dig that information up.
Well, it's been 2.5 weeks, and I guess they've moved quickly here. And so, not to, I mean, how hard really is it? If somebody's watched my videos, how hard do you think it would be to find out my legal name, considering what some of them are about?
You mean as far as the place where you used to live?
Yes. I mean, really, it would take about 10 minutes on the phone if they were. I guess they don't have any detectives on the case.
Well, they wanted you to give up the information, and they still do. In fact, the order, from what I understand, I don't have it in front of me, but it basically says, well, we believe that Sam is so-and-so, but that's not going to mean that we're going to move forward because we still want him to tell us. So basically that's where that stands, and so I think what Ivy did was she filed the other power of attorney, or whatever it's called, appearance, to where she filed that under your legal name. So if that'll move things along, I don't know. They may still say, well, this isn't good enough. We still need him to say it. I don't know what they're going to do with it, but nonetheless, that's the latest in the case.
It should be. I mean, what they're essentially saying then is people don't have rights unless you cooperate with the government. They have not allowed me to see any attorneys. They have not allowed her to visit or to discuss, you know, my case unless it's being recorded on the phone where they can hear everything. In the 2.5 weeks I've been here, I've been allowed on the law library computer 2 times, once for 3 hours and once for about 4 hours. You know, they were giving me motions where I couldn't respond to them because I didn't have pens or papers or whatever. And, you know, this is crazy. It is not supposed to work to where somebody is just in America is supposed to be thrown in a jail cell and left there to rot until they cooperate and give up their rights in order to get whatever rights the government wants to hand out.
Now, one of the things you had been doing is you'd been taking, you're on a hunger strike, and you have been since the day you got there.
Right.
It's now been over 2 weeks. One of the things you'd been doing was you'd been taking the meals that they've been giving you and trading away the food so you could get things like stamps and, you know, bathroom articles and things like that. Now, the other inmates have been awfully charitable towards you. I mean, even in the absence of you having anything to trade with them, they've been helping you out. But the food they'd been giving you had been really good fodder for trading and to get you some things that you needed, especially since apparently they screwed you over on the commissary order within the last week. That's my understanding.
Right. So I never got that. I asked 3 different guards what happened to it and never got an answer. But they did set me up when I first got here with soap and shampoo and conditioner and, you know, toothbrush, all the things.
They, meaning the inmates?
The other prisoners, yeah.
Right.
I like to call them inmates.
Wait, they don't like it when you call them inmates?
No, I don't like to. I'd like to refer to everyone here as prisoners because they are being held against their will. I think if I asked them, they'd all raise their hand and say they'd like to go home.
Good point. I always thought that there was a difference. I was trying to make the difference between somebody who was in a prison versus who was in a jail, but I guess either way works for me.
So, yeah, the other, like earlier, I think it was beginning last week or maybe this weekend, I don't remember exactly, I had traded my breakfast for something, a stamped envelope, and went over, I got it from the window, took it back and set it down on the table with the guy I had traded with. And the guard, new guy, comes in and takes it from him and walks out with it. And then afterwards, every time the same guard has come in, he'll ask me, are you going to eat it? And I tell him no, and then he won't give me the food anymore. And the other inmates were pretty outraged about that. They're still giving me, you know, whatever I need, kind of taking care of me, that sort of thing. But it's happened over and over again.
So how many times a day? I mean, it's only happening with this one guard. How often are you being denied food?
It's happened, I think, it's either 4 or 5 times now.
Within the last couple few days or what?
Yeah, in the last week since it started. So a couple times back, he asked me if I was going to eat it, and I said no. And, you know, and as soon as I do that, all the prisoners say, oh, Sam can't tell a lie. I'm Sam, I am. I cannot tell a lie, that sort of thing. And he had given me the tray with the drinks on top of it. I am drinking the milk. And he's like, take your drinks. I said, no, I'll drink water. And I walked away, and I went. I hadn't even made it 10 steps towards the tier when 3 of the inmates or prisoners had jumped up and put their milk on the bunk by the door I was walking to. So before I even turned to walk away, really, I had 3 glasses of milk.
To show their support for you. Hang on, Sam. We're going to bring you back. I know there's another story coming up here about the sweltering heat in the jail as well as a toilet overflowing. We'll find out in a moment. It's Free Talk Live.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you 1 dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals and cravings and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free Capsules, a Guide to Living Smoke-Free book, an audio support program, capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-426-6186 today. That's 1-800-426-6186. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-426-6186 now.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got updates. You get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something that you need to know about Free Talk Live. You can go to updates.freetalklive.com. Get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. In fact, I sent out an update today at about 1:30 Eastern time, and it was actually a fairly urgent update. Because we've been talking over the last couple shows about, obviously, Sam's situation, and he's, I think he's still with us. Sam, are you there? Did we lose Sam? Oh, wait a minute. Sam? Yep, we got you.
Okay.
Okay, so over the past few days, we've been talking about, actually the past several days, 2 weeks, we've been talking about your situation. And, of course, one of the frustrating things has been that apparently there's a story out of Iran where some journalist has been taken hostage.
Today in the paper.
Yeah, I don't know too much about it, but apparently the mainstream media in this country is making quite a big to-do about it, as they should. I mean, a journalist being taken hostage is a pretty big deal, or arrested, or whatever has happened to him or her. But they're ignoring the story that's happening right under their noses, which is that you've been in jail for a couple weeks, and it's been pretty frustrating. And we've put the call out there on both this show and at freekeen.com and on other blogs across the internet, to asking people who are concerned about you and who do want to get the word out about what's been happening to you, the fact that you've been locked in a jail cell because you exercised your right to remain silent after you tried to record with your video camera in a public court lobby. So we've been trying to get people to reach out to various different media to get them to cover the story. And, of course, you had an interview with Carlos Miller. He's a blogger earlier this week. He has yet to put that story together. It did make LouRockwell.com today. But as far as big media is concerned, it really hasn't scratched the surface. And then today there's this Fox television internet show called Freedom Watch with Judge Napolitano and a panel full of generally liberty-oriented guests. And it's become quite a little internet phenomenon amongst the liberty-minded internet people, of which there are quite a few, and to the point where they claim to get 100,000 views per episode of this, again, internet-only television show, which is that's a lot more views than we get listens in a month, basically. And so getting you and getting your situation, at least, on this show would be awesome because it would get more people, more eyeballs and ears in front of what's happening to you, Sam. And so there was an effort to try to swing the topics on the show in your direction because they have this system online where people can go and vote on what they think the topics on the next show should be. And one of the topics that was in the top three, I think, was a topic about the right to record, basically, that one of our listeners had submitted, and then we used our show and one of our web links, act.freetalklive.com, to send our listeners there, and that's one of the things I did here, and we did it a couple days ago to give them the topic, and then today we tried to push a question to the top, and we did successfully push a question to the top of their list of what question should we talk about, or what question should we ask a guest on the show, and your question was number one. We sent that out over the Free Talk Live updates list. We sent out a Porcupine 411 to the activists here in New Hampshire, and I'm sure, I think, Mark, you might have sent out a Facebook update or something like that.
I got that a little late, so it didn't go out to Facebook.
Sorry about that. Well, like I said, I was doing it, you know, 30 minutes before the show started, and we managed to get this last-minute push and push you up from, like, fifth place to first place by far, but still they didn't talk about it. So I don't know if this is a once-a-week show. I think it might be the Freedom Watch. So presuming you're still there next week, we'll give it another shot, and even if you aren't there next week, maybe we can make you the guest. Maybe if you're out, you can be the guest, because it's pretty easy for us to work their system. I don't want to use the term game the system, because it's the rules and we're playing by the rules, right? Mm-hmm. We're having activists go and get active, and it's a really easy form of activism. So I'm hoping that we'll be able to get you on there at some point and get you some extra exposure. And if it turns out that the government people have indeed identified you correctly and they decide to move ahead with their process, that means there's a small chance, at least, that over the next few days they could hold another bail hearing and possibly release you on your personal recognizance.
Yeah, and they sent me down to the nurse today to get weighed again, which I'm at 163.
163? What is that down from?
180.
Wow.
So, but yeah, we were going to talk about Sunday when the protesters came out, and normally last few times they've locked everybody down. They send them to their cells, and this time they did something different. There's one tier that has windows where you can see out and see the people carrying signs and so forth. And this time they kicked everybody out of that tier and shut the bars to the end of that tier and had everyone out here in the day room. And so I stood at the bars and was able to see a few folks walk by holding the signs and so forth. And let me tell you, that protest kicked off a literal S storm.
How did that kick off an S storm?
Well, while everybody was in the day room, as the protesters were out there, the toilet that has been stopped up for over 3 weeks now overflowed again. And, you know, toilet paper, urine, feces, starts flowing out onto the floor.
Yay.
And the prisoners, and it was also a hot day, and apparently they don't care what the temperature gets to outside. It's the date that determines when the air conditioner comes on.
Oh, there's a good policy.
That's crazy.
One that can, well, a nice flexible policy that you can apply to anything.
Yeah, the air conditioner doesn't get turned on until at least June. And the
that is insane. I mean, it gets hot up here in New Hampshire. I mean, it's not the south of Florida, but it's still when that
it was
sun,
hot in the last couple of days.
Right, when that sun's beaten down, it was up in the high 80s at the very least.
Oh, my thing showed over 95.
Yeah.
And they have the same policy for heating as well. This summer, one of the cells at the end, the water in the toilet actually froze. That's how cold it gets in the jail before they are willing to turn the heater on because, well, it's policy, you know?
So, wait, when do they turn the heater on?
I don't know the exact month. I'll have to find out from one of these guys. But some of the people that have been here for 8 months told me that the toilet at the end of the block that has two outside walls, the water inside the toilet froze. They put a cup of milk up on the shelf, and it froze.
Oh, man. And how close is somebody to that cell as far as...
that cell. People are in that.
I mean, why would they let a cell go unused, Ian?
That is crazy.
People are living there.
So that's how they treat people here in New Hampshire. It's a great system. So the toilet starts overflowing, and, I mean, this we get to clean this up every time. And we get a mop and a mop bucket. Sometimes they don't even... Now they're not giving us bleach anymore, and it's hard to get... You know, even the water changed on the mop bucket. So we had done this 3 times already last week, and they had just had enough and started banging on the walls saying, hey, 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 and the guards come running in thinking it's a fight or somebody's hurt. And then when they find out it's the toilet overflowing, they get really mad. They're hot because they're now in our day room that has 20 people in it, and it's 100 degrees. And they respond by going down the tier that's closed off and start searching cells. And one cell that was 4 people in it had 5 rolls of toilet paper, and you're only allowed 1 per inmate. So they seized all of them and took them out.
Oh, nice.
Oh, God. You know, I take it back. I had positive things to say about this particular jail, and I guess, you know, on the scale
jails
of jails...
Jails just suck. It's just the way it is.
I understand that. I guess, you know, on the scale of jails, it's somewhat a little better than some of the other ones, but the more I hear, just the more awful it becomes. We're going to bring Sam back if he's got time here. 800-259-9231. More experiences from the inside of the bars. It's Free Talk Live.
Springtime. Now that you've planted your organic garden, how will you keep the bugs away without using toxic chemicals and poisons? Well, the answer is all natural insecticides from freshwaterorganics.com. These revolutionary insecticides start with the same organic product that we use in FPP to kill parasites. We then add a small amount of pyrethrin from chrysanthemum flowers and a mild attractant to offer you the most effective insecticide available anywhere. It can even be applied up to the day of harvest. Our natural insecticides work in the home, on plants, and in your garden, killing pests mechanically, not with poisons. So pests can't develop an immunity, and they won't harm your children or pets. It's effective against white flies, moths, bed bugs, fleas, roaches, crickets, and more, and safe enough to use on your pets, ridding them of fleas and other pests. Order now from freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570, 888-949-3570 today.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829, That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Times are tough right now, and people are unsure about our future. The economy is hurting, even though there are powers that would make us believe differently. Banks are failing, and the gold buyers are buying. Question, with all the chemicals being put into our air, how do you use gold when you are very sick or dead? Investing in precious metals is smart. Investing in your health could be smarter. Life Change Tea changes your life just by drinking our tea. Detox from deadly chemicals, flush poisons that cause harm to your organs, and lose unwanted pounds that bog you down. Call us, 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Life Change Tea. We're changing lives.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You dial in toll free. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Features, by the way, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. That is shrine.freetalklive.com.
Join more than 500,000 people who've trusted LegalZoom.com for their common legal documents. You can incorporate your business, create a will or living trust, even register a trademark. Empowering you, protecting you with common legal documents that people trust. LegalZoom.com. If you use code FTL, you can save $10 off your order. It's LegalZoom.com, code FTL.
So we're continuing our conversation with our co-host, Sam. He's also a documentarian at ObscuredTruth.com. He's been in jail now for well over 2 weeks, and he's with us on the line from his cell in jail. Sam, you're back with us. Are you there? Sam? I keep doing that. Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. So you're telling us about some of these conditions you've been experiencing. There have been toilet issues where the jail just obviously is in no big rush to fix the plumbing problems in this place. And so there was a toilet overflow on this past Sunday, which resulted in feces.
Unsanitary conditions, to say the least.
Pouring across the floor. Then in order to clean it up, which apparently it's your responsibility to clean up the toilet that they
have. They don't
fixed,
have janitors for jails.
So they bring you a mop and a bucket, but they have decided to cut off on the bleach. So you're not getting bleach to clean.
And they're
this,
not changing out the bucket very often either.
This mess up with. So living in very unsanitary conditions, and then top that off with the fact that up here in New Hampshire, over the past several days, it's cooled down a bit today, but over the past several days, it had been up in the high 80s and the 90s even outside. And this jail, they don't begin air conditioning until June. So it doesn't matter how hot it gets in the next 31 days, they are going to you're going to have to sweat it out. And so sweaty, hot conditions combined with unsanitary feces around, I mean, this is a mess.
Yeah, that pretty much describes it. And the tempers flared and people were very upset, and the guard is then going back, searching people's cells, pulling out, oh, you've got an extra pair of socks that you're getting written up.
Right. Punitive searches.
Yeah, just real petty and small. So that ends, and they're like, we want to talk to the supervisor. And finally, there's a couple guys that are pretty cool-headed, and his name is LaPointe. He comes in, sticks his head in, doesn't even want to walk in the door or stay. You know, he wants to do another drive-by where he says, yeah, okay, I'll look into it and move on like most of them do. But they would not let him go. They were tenacious with him this time and saying, you know, look, this is not sanitary. We're not getting, you know, this, and we don't. The spray bottle that we used to clean the cells disappeared for like 3 days because the guy downstairs that waxes the floor pours wax in them, and then they get stopped up, so he comes and takes ours. So we don't have anything to even clean, like the buttons on the toilet or the sink, which, by the way, you can't run the water unless you're pushing the button, so it makes it really hard to wash your hands and get it actually clean. It's just absurd. And they finally did manage to fix the toilet today, I think. And that's because they moved somebody into the day room because all of the cells are full. However, they haven't given us a toilet brush.
Wait, somebody is living in the day room?
Yeah, there's a guy right next to me on the phone, right here by the phone, that's laying down in his bunk. Because they're full. I mean,
no, wait, didn't you also tell me, I don't know if you said this on the air, but there's a gym at this particular jail. And I remember when I was there, they had told me that the gym at one time was being used to house people. You told me that they're actually housing some people there now, and they've changed the name on the gym because apparently it's illegal to house people in a gym.
It's inhumane, and you can get sued if you put people in a gymnasium. I found out also when the no standing mass civil disobedience was going on, they had set up a bus to arrest everyone, throw them in the bus, and then they had them clean out the gym so that they could put the cots in and have everybody locked up in the gym.
Wait a minute. This was for the Liberty activists?
Yes. That was their plan. They also, in trying to find out who I was, took my cup that I drank the milk out of and went and sent that off to be fingerprinted and ran that.
Wow.
I mean, and on top of that, all of the deceptions and lies that they've, you know, holding my mail and so forth. And these people... Van Wicker, it seems like a nice guy, but he sure does have some people with integrity issues working for him. And the way that they treat prisoners here is just abhorrent.
Welcome to bureaucracy. You know, Dale from AnarchyInYourHead.com, also co-host on this show, has been talking about doing some prisoner outreach. And Zeus Legion, who is one of the behind-the-scenes guys, producers on the show here, is also an artist, and he's the guy that does Freedom Force Comics that we've advertised a handful of times here on the program. And so he sent a bunch of Freedom Force comic books to us here in Keene so we could bring those out to the jail and possibly have them distributed to the prisoners, which could, you know, that'd be a cool thing. So Dale's going to be meeting up with the superintendent to see how that could work out, and he's also talking about doing some sort of prisoner outreach program in general. But I think that, you know, if... When you get out of here, if somebody wants to spearhead some sort of prison reform effort, I think it'd be worthwhile because the more attention that is brought to these unsanitary, despicable conditions that these prisoners are kept in, and when it's wintertime, the last cell is freezing cold. When it's the middle of spring and it's hot out, and summertime, when it's the middle of spring, there's no air conditioning until June. So this is inhumane. These conditions, in my opinion, and before anybody out there thinks that this is something that's unique to Cheshire County, New Hampshire, that's just where we happen to be. There are jails that are in worse condition across this country.
People being held in tents.
Right.
In California, you can't even seal up the envelopes because they read your mail first. And if you say something they don't like, it goes in the trash. I mean, I'm hearing stories. I haven't even told you some of the personal stories that I've been taking down while I'm here. I'm saving those for when I'm out. It goes on. I mean, with LaPointe, the officer in charge, and this is the head guy for that shift, they're going back and forth with him, being very cordial but very firm about these conditions and when is this going to get fixed. And he essentially said, well, you know, they said, hey, don't we have a right to some sanitary conditions in here? We shouldn't have to live like this. Sure, he said, well, toilets back up on the outside, too. And I said, yeah, but somebody said, yeah, but you can get them fixed, and we don't have to live with it. You're forcing us to live with this. And he goes, well, you're inmates. You don't have rights.
Well, it's not
true. Nonsense.
The ACLU's fought a great deal for rights for inmates, and you know, I've read books. And
that was a quote from him. So.
Well, that's why I'm saying something should be done about this, and these bureaucrats should be held accountable for what they're doing to people. It's awful, and I only wish that this level of attention could be given to jails and the prisoners there across this country. I think it's sad that all that we can do here is look at what's happening in our own backyard, and there's very little that we can do here about what's happening where you are listening to this show, because you can better believe that if you get put in your local lockup facility, you're going to have as bad or possibly worse a time as Sam is.
Absolutely.
And so many of the prisoners in these jails and lockups are there for nonviolent crimes.
Yes.
And in the last 20 years, what they've done is the media has flowed these stories about how these prisoners in these jails get all these unreasonable rights and special privileges they shouldn't get. And they've tried to turn the public against prisoners in facilities. And a lot of them, yeah, there are some who probably have murdered people or raped or whatever, but they still should be treated humanely.
Hey, they're calling me down for visits, guys. I had one request.
Yes, sir.
The people feel it's been over 2.5 months now. They haven't gotten haircuts. So the next protest, can you make a sign that says haircuts for 208?
Haircuts for 208.
Yeah.
Haircuts, sir.
All right, guys.
Thanks,
thank you very much.
Thanks for the call tonight. Good luck in there.
Bye-bye.
800-259-9231.
I don't think that convicts deserve go-karts and cable TV and porn on the weekends or whatever, but I do think that they deserve to be in sanitary conditions. And one of the things
and
one of the
temperature
huge,
that's at least livable.
One of the huge that's unsanitary, honestly. One of the huge steps that they could take is just releasing the non-violent offenders, putting them on a house arrest.
1-800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind, comments on Sam's story, or whatever you want to talk about. This is Free Talk Live.
These are challenging times. Inflation, job security, political and financial uncertainty affect us all. Now more than ever, it's important to review your life insurance needs should something happen to you. Experts agree. Most families should have life insurance protection of 10 times their income. The great news is, life insurance rates have never been this low. When you call Termco, Gil Edwards will tell you how affordable term life insurance can be. Gil specializes in saving people money on top-rated term life insurance. Find out if you're paying too much or if you don't have enough. Ask about the new return of premium plans, which return your entire premium back to you after 20 or 30 years, tax-free, guaranteed. Your family's protected either way. Get the best coverage with Termco at the lowest possible rate. Call Termco for a free no-obligation quote. Call 800-493-7712. 800-493-7712. That's 800-493-7712.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
The people need an answer right now for you to bring the hemp back to America. Bring the hemp back to America. Bring the hemp back to America. Don't waste our time any longer. The people need an answer right now for you to bring the hemp back to America.
This is brought to you by HempUSA.org, supplier of fine hemp products. Sponsoring the Genesis Communications Radio Network, the leader in alternative talk radio.
Wouldn't you love to be a lucky parent who's proud of your child's grades? Well, now you can turn poor grades around to A's, even when they're failing. Call right now for a free copy of the Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades.
Hello, I'm Dan Bassmajan. During my 20 years as an educator, the kids with failing grades were sent to me. I discovered that bad grades don't come from bad or lazy kids. They come from kids who are overwhelmed by everything they have to learn. That's why I created The Simple Way to an A. This system shows kids how to learn and how to ace every test. It's so easy, your teenager will earn better grades in 30 days guaranteed and become the happy, confident kid you know they can be.
For a limited time, Dan is offering all parents a free copy of his Top 10 Secrets to Improving Grades. Call now so we can send them to you absolutely free. Call 888-849-6863. That's 888-849-6863. Call 888-849-6863.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You dial in, bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wade.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, become an amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations across the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and helping expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com and get on with that program. That's amp.freetalklive.com as we go to Dennis in New Hampshire. Dennis calling from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance.
Greetings, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Dennis?
Hey, so there was a lot of big stuff that happened today in the New Hampshire Senate, stuff that a lot of the Free Staters have been fighting on and working on and stuff.
Yeah, some good news today.
Yeah, three pieces of pretty good news. First, the Senate has passed a same-sex marriage bill, which I'm pretty happy about. Well, so, you know, two guys or two girls or whoever should be able to get married as long as the governor doesn't veto that. So it's passed the House, it's passed the Senate, it's going to the governor's desk.
How often do you see the governor in New Hampshire vetoing things that are passing the House and the Senate? Does that happen very often?
It doesn't happen too often. With that bill, I think of the three, that's the one that probably, if he's going to veto anything, that would be the one that he might.
Now, New Hampshire already has civil unions. This is now marriage, correct?
That's correct. That's correct. And the governor is on record saying that he thinks marriage should mean it. It's great double talk. It's total politician speak. He thinks marriage should be reserved for a man and a woman, but that same-sex couples should have all the same rights as a married couple.
Right. So it's all about the word and what it's how it's defined, which is just silly nonsense.
Well, what they don't say here, and the problem I have with this whole issue, it's so divisive, but the government should be involved in marriage to begin with. That's the whole issue for
exactly.
Me. See, what I find very frustrating is I can find lots of people, both Democrats and Republicans, who will agree that, yeah, you know, the state should not be involved in marriage, and then the very next words out of their mouth are, but since it is, comma, now we have to blah, blah, blah. And I just, But there you go. There you go.
All right, so that's one thing. What else?
Medical marijuana. I'm very happy about that. That passed. It passed with slight bipartisan support. One Republican did actually vote for the medical marijuana bill. He's to be thanked. But that is also going on the governor's desk. And that, there's a slight chance he'll veto it. I'm hoping that a lot of people call up the governor and tell him not to. I think if that happens, he's pretty certain not to.
What about hemp? Has anybody brought forth a hemp legalization bill, too?
There is. Industrial hemp is one of those issues that every single 2 years a bill comes up. I'm pretty sure I haven't looked at it specifically. I don't remember whether it was 2 years ago or whether it was this year that we had an industrial hemp bill. I know there's nothing in play right now.
What was the third thing, Dennis?
The third thing is the seatbelt law.
Oh, yeah. This is, of course, the hallmark of one of the hallmarks of New Hampshire is that it's the only of the 50 states that does not have a mandatory adult seatbelt wearing law. And, of course, every year or two, they're always trying to push it through again.
Somebody's mom puts through another bill to make sure that everybody wears a seatbelt because it's the safety.
And so the activists have turned out, a lot of activists have turned out on all of these issues, and it's one of the reasons why the Free State Project is a viable idea, and the fact that we have 700 people who are part of the Free State Project here in New Hampshire, and others who love liberty in New Hampshire have gotten activated by them, they've gotten out there, and they've gotten active on all three of these issues, and it's made a difference.
Oh, when you go to any of the legislative actions on any of these three issues, and you look around, either a large number of, maybe even a majority of, the people who are in the room and active, they're Free Staters or people who kind of got woken up by the Free Staters. These are definitely cases where it's the Free Staters who are pushing the agenda, it's the Free Staters who are lighting a fire under stuff and making it happen. No doubt about it. And I don't know how deep you want to touch this, but I look at these three things and say, you know what? We do well on any of these. That tells me that you concentrate some political activists and you see some political change.
Yeah. It does seem to be that way. However, of course, these are still working through the process. It was the Senate that passed these three things today. Actually, excuse me, they didn't pass the seatbelt thing. They tabled that. And from what you've said in the past, if something is tabled, it very rarely comes back off the table. So
the seatbelt thing, it turns out this really could go either way. I was talking to some insiders, some people who had been elected forever and knew the deal. 2 months ago, they told me, oh, the seatbelt thing is a done deal. Look, you know, lick your wounds, get over it, move on to the next thing. They're going to get what they want with a seatbelt bill. And we fought them basically to a standstill at this point. At this point, your senator over there in Keene, Molly Kelly, realized today that she did not have the votes, that if it came to a vote today in the Senate, she would lose and the seatbelt thing would die. So she's tabling it to do whatever kind of backroom deal she can.
I see, and bring it back later.
Seatbelt bill. So, and this is large. I mean, we've got it to this point. We've clawed our way to this point with real guerrilla activism. I mean, people have been out firing. People have been doing phone calls. I have to say that SACL CAI has been involved in a way that is probably secret, but has been highly effective.
Awesome.
If you love freedom, you do love single CAI.
Well, if you love freedom, you need to be here in New Hampshire and getting active because this is not a spectator sport.
Right.
You don't get to just sit back and I mean you can, but you won't be any good. You won't be helping anybody, and you won't be able to look back on your past and say that you did a damn thing to assist anything. Whether you can get here or not, you should at least financially get behind some of these organizations like the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, Free Talk Live, or the CD Evolution Fund, cdevolution.org, a variety of different things that you can do from across the country and around the world. But the best thing you can do for liberty in your lifetime is to get here and get active. In fact, Jason Sorens was on Freedom Watch today, and he did a darn fine job promoting the Free State Project on the Fox Television Internet show Freedom Watch. Did you happen to catch that, Dennis?
I haven't had a chance to see that yet, but I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, so some progress and some real good possibilities as far as medical marijuana soon in New Hampshire. I think that's gonna attract a lot of people here and be a very kind of a big beacon to some of the activists out there. And of course, civil unions, marriage for gay people coming out, that's looking good as well. And you guys are behind a lot of this over there at the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance. Dennis, your website nhliberty.org. What else did you have to share with us tonight? Anything on your mind?
I just got to say, this is fun stuff. This is, you start doing this stuff, it's fun, it's addictive. Politics is the blood sport of New Hampshire.
Thanks for the call tonight, Dennis. I appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. So you can bring up whatever's on your mind, and it is exciting being here because the activism is so amazing and so it's awe-inspiring. I mean, coming up at the end of this week, there's going to be a huge activist opportunity with Andrew Carroll, one of the activists up here who was arrested back in January for possessing marijuana. He did that out in public. He publicly announced that he was going to be possessing marijuana. He did it. The police came, arrested him for it. He's been charged with a misdemeanor. He is, and he's been covered in Cannabis Culture magazine as a result of this. He wrote up his own editorial piece, and they published that, and they talked about what happened to him. And of course, the video of it has gotten quite a few views over at YouTube. And now he is going to be on trial this Friday. And at the same time, and we're not sure how they're going to handle this because both trials are scheduled for the same time. Are they going to have a second judge there to try to split the activists between two courtrooms? Not sure exactly what their plan is. But the other activist who's going to be on trial on Friday is Mike Barsky, who was arrested for organizing a festival, organizing a public gathering of individuals, essentially assembly without a permit, I believe, is the charge there. And so he'll be on trial as well, and the activists are going to be pouring out.
They must have a different constitution than I have.
They don't have a constitution. They just do whatever they want. So the activists will be pouring out for those reasons. And on top of all that, this is the same court that arrested and threw our friend Sam in jail for videotaping in the lobby. And a month before that, they arrested Dave Ridley, another activist from RidleyReport.com, for videoing in that same lobby. So tomorrow, I understand, or not tomorrow, rather, Friday, which is when all this is going down, it's my understanding that there are going to be more activists doing more camera-related civil disobedience in this court. So there may very well be, you know, a handful of people going to jail.
I hear there's
going to
be some costumes, too.
I hear there's going to be a 6-foot camera costume. So it should be very interesting.
Will it work?
Yeah, I don't know about that. But it will be interesting. There's going to be a protest out front for an hour prior to, or an hour to an hour and a half prior to the trials. The activists will then go upstairs, and who knows what will transpire. Of course, we'll bring it to you here on Free Talk Live. And freekeen.com, of course, has audio, video, and blogs and all the latest on what's happening out here. 800-259-9231. What's going on where you are? Surely there's some exciting activism you can tell us about, right? This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is coming up.
When an exploration ship from Freehold discovered a planet with intelligent life forms, it should have been the most important event in history, and it might be. But for all the wrong reasons. A novel of space action from a new star of military science fiction, Contact with Chaos, by Michael Z. Williamson, available from Bain Books. Remember, if you don't like your world, visit one of ours at Bain.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.